This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Okay, here it is. Pizza for all three of us. And I know since we all have different dietary restrictions, they said that they were totally fine with splitting one circular pizza into three distinct pieces. They did say it has to only be three pieces, so only cut three pieces. Okay, here we go.
Peace sign or Mercedes symbol?
It's like a peace under a Mercedes. Let's see. Having trouble distinguishing just by sight what everything is in here.
I had the nerds. Cheese and nerds.
Oh, shit. I had cheese and nerds, but on gluten-free dough.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, this is easy for me because I had nerds and cheese. And now I'm seeing that that's not going to be as helpful. And I'm lactose intolerant, so it's dairy-free cheese. Okay.
Let's just spin it. Spin the pizza, spin it. Whatever it lands it. On. Okay, hope for it. The best.
Okay, it landed on the floor.
All right, okay. Let's record an episode instead of having dinner. Let's sit down at the microphone.
Oh, wait, Aaron, I think that might be... I had a microphone connected to headphones connected to a lamp. Is that...
Oh, shoot.
What do you have? What's your setup?
Nerds and cheese.
This is going to be so easy to distinguish for me because I didn't bring anything and I was hoping you guys please would have everything I need. Please.
We Casey? Have riddles. Hot, steaming, fresh, piping, hot, steaming riddles.
I was telling you guys right before we started recording that I had to put together my office. And while I was doing that, re-put together my office. While I was doing that, I was looking through books that I've had on my shelf and I was like, oh, I can donate some of these. I have a whole... row in my shelf of my bookcase that is just riddle books. And it made me so sad to see how many I have.
I'll take them all.
I thought about texting you, just being like, I'm going to drive these over to your house. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to drop these off in shame.
In all honesty, I'll take all your riddle books because my life goal is, I don't know, when I'm 52 or something, I want a stack of riddle books to fall on me and kill me. I want that to be how I die.
We can make that happen for you. Yeah. That's achievable.
Obituaries have headlines, here in the house to maybe injure your leg, so you have a lot of work to go, but you got a lot of road until 52.
Listeners, send us heavier riddle books. Pointier edges.
Uh-huh. What's up, guys?
Wow, Bugs Bunny over here.
What's up, guys? Eats a full carrot. Chokes.
Not too much. Aaron, what's up with you?
Not too much. I just was home recently for a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah, we all were.
When you say
that's
home,
where we live,
you mean
I mean
what you talking about
Massachusetts.
Massive huge tits.
That's so weird that you consider Massachusetts to be home, because to me that's not home at all.
Oh, that's crazy. Really? Yeah. You don't think Massachusetts is your home?
No, last time I went there I was like, I'm going to Massachusetts, not like I'm going home.
I laughed so hard in this visit home. So my aunts and uncles have very strong Boston accents and Boston personalities, if you know what that is. So
racism?
I've been here. What? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Can't deny that. Thanks, Boston.
My mailman has a real Boston personality, if you know what I mean.
Two of my aunts, my mom's sisters, have been telling this story to us our whole lives. They once dated the same guy. His name is Marty. Whoa. I won't say his last name, but they've been talking about him for my whole life and how charming and dreamy and irresistible he was, okay? And we've just been hearing this story. And at the end of the night, we're all sitting around, me and my cousins, we're hearing them talk about it again.
You saw pictures?
Yes. Okay.
No.
So he had an Irish brogue and he was gallivanting around having sex with every woman in Boston in the 60s and 70s. Okay. He.
Can we put that Dropkick Murphys song behind the story?
Yeah. Put the.
Oh, Ah, hello there, ladies. How are
Aaron,
you doing tonight?
You don't have to tell me if I'm right, but was it Marty?
Yes.
Was it? Okay. Whoa, I guessed it.
That's a film character. What are you? What?
So my cousin Pat said it best, where if he doesn't look like a young Colin Farrell at this point, everything else is unacceptable by the way they're talking about this. And we're hearing it. And then my Aunt Jane goes, I mean, he wasn't that handsome. And everyone turned and they're like, excuse me? What are you talking about? The way you were talking about this. And she went, well, he had charm in her Boston accent.
Charm.
We're all dying laughing. Yeah. My Aunt Barbara goes and gets her box of love letters that she has of that men have written to her over the course of her life. She's been happily married for 50 years. Pretty big, pretty cute.
Wow.
She goes to get a photo of him.
Okay. Wow.
They start passing around this photo.
No.
They are talking about him like he is the sex symbol of all sex.
Don Juan.
And here is what he looks like. You guys, I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my life.
Okay. All right.
Casey's dying.
That guy looks like an accountant's accountant.
They were like, he's so sexy.
He looks like a Pixar nerd. Like
he looks like if
like when Pixar puts a nerd in a film.
Drew like Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
Look at him. I was screaming. I was like, what the? I have been alive for 32 years. You have been talking about him like he is the hottest person that ever lived. I died.
I will say, having some friends that are Irish, the Irish people that I've come across in life are the most quick-witted, most charming, most conversational forward. Like, they can hold up their end of any conversation. They're so personable. They have something to say to everything. They never let the ball drop. Mm.
They have charm.
The Irish people are incredible. Very, very quick-witted.
There's also something alluring about an accent, too, you know? Because that photo of that man does not tell me what that man's voice sounded like. And I think a voice
can do
a lot.
Please do not side with them. They were under some sort of spell.
Oh, Aaron, your aunts are whores, okay? I am not.
Hey, merch.
They would die laughing at that. They would die.
Aaron, can I ask, did they know? Did one of your aunts hook up with this guy and then the other one? And then did she say, like, you got to hook up with this guy? Like, or was there like a miscommunication?
They were like kind of fighting about it a little
bit.
Got it. And then my mom, who was like, there's a good age gap between her and her sister. So she was like in high school when all of this was going on. Mm-hmm. And he would call the house and go, can I talk to the prettiest sister? And she would go, which one? And he'd go, I don't care. Like he was like, put either of them on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can get. Like, okay. What are we even talking about?
Aaron, that photo of that man too, that you showed us, was that at the time? Was that a photo at the time? Or was that a photo from like 10 years later?
No, that's at the time.
Two things, Aaron. One,
wait,
never going to admit it. Your mom absolutely dated this guy as well.
Yeah, everyone kept saying that.
I think they're hiding it from you for your protection. Two, I'm trying with all my might, with all my processing power. I cannot conjure an Irish nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you, like, oh, come in on here.
He played the guitar, too.
Come on in here, I'll show you my Hewlett Packard. Like,
wait,
it's impossible for Irish to sound nerdy.
Wait, Aaron. Mm-hmm. How old was that man in the photo that you just showed me?
I think like 35.
Oh, 34. God. Okay. And so there's a big age gap because your mom was, you said your mom was in high school and there was an age gap. So I was like, okay, so her sisters are in their like early 20s. This man is what, like 24? And I got to say, I'm sorry to this man. If that man was 24 in that photo, that's like one of those old timey things where you're like, oh, this man looks like he's 61. They're like, that guy's 18. It's his 18th birthday.
I think my
he's
aunts a coal were like 28 and 26-ish. And this guy was like 30-something.
Okay, good. Hey. 30 is fine, but rough shape for a younger man.
Yeah, my aunts were dreamy. My Aunt Jane, who is the oldest of the siblings, my uncle was a priest. And she was so pretty that he left being a priest to be with her. Isn't that so fun? And then the church harassed them and they would drive by their house and threaten them.
That doesn't
no
like
offense
some
to
Irish Catholic bus and stuff.
But it doesn't even have to be that pretty. I mean, if I'm a priest, I'm pretty much like the next person who's like, hey, you want to get out of here? I'm like, yeah, I can go.
I think it's maybe like a Raymond Chandler quote or something. Not a quote, but a line from one of his novels. It's something like, she had a body that would make a priest kick in a stained glass window.
Whoa.
Pretty okay. Apropos.
But again, what's that say? Because it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm a priest.
Yeah. Riddle podcast. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I could not figure it out.
Yeah, we have to do that.
I'm Old Man Puzzles, I think.
You'll see no complaints from me. You'll get no complaints from me.
Yes.
Okay.
I thinks have it.
I don't know why I woke up and I assumed I was, but I'm here. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That wicked queen, she killed them both. The bishop said no prayer. Behind the castle wall, the king watched his mate come near. They viewed the battle from afar, the stallion and Mar. And the Mar. They viewed the battle from afar, the stallion and the Mar. Don't overthink this one. This one's easy.
One night. Don't you know that? One night.
It's like a deck of cards. Every time I hear like oyster. King and queen, I'm like, it's got to be like a deck of cards, right?
Chess, my friend.
You know the most random song from the musical Chess.
That's the only, I think it's just one song.
No.
I think Chess, the musical, is one song.
And it's nobody's on nobody's side. I love that song so much. It makes me like hate people. It makes me be like, yeah, fuck people.
Can I ask about the musical Chess real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a musical about the game chess? Like, is it a chessboard? Chessboard the musical?
It's a musical about the Cold War, I think, right? It's like a chess tournament during the Cold War.
Yeah.
I don't know. It has a song in it called Nobody's Side that you need to look up right now. It will get you fucking pumped up.
Okay, James, look, you've heard One Night in Bangkok, right?
I've seen The Queen's Gambit. I know all about this.
All right, ready? My skin is made of bone. My hands can grip you tight. I have two eyes. I have no head. I travel left or right.
Is this that guy your aunt's fucked?
Burn.
They don't listen, do they? Oh, they don't listen.
I don't think they listen.
We'll put that picture in the show notes, right?
I might put it in the Discord. If I'm feeling frisky.
I might put it in the Discord.
My skin is made of bone. My hands can grip you tight. I have two eyes. I have no head. I travel left or right.
Scissors?
No.
What is this?
I think that's...
My skin is made of bone?
Creative answer. My skin is made of bone. My hands can grip you tight. I have two eyes. I have no head. I travel left or right.
Like... Skeleton?
Travel left or right, I think, is maybe the most helpful.
Oh, is this one of those like people movers at the airport?
No.
Damn it.
What skeleton people movers do you have? Headless horseman people movers?
I have two eyes.
Two eyes.
Is it spelling just like a spelling thing?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying it's E-Y-E-S, and they are literal eyes.
Literal eyes, but no head.
What has eyes? Potatoes.
I would say its head is its body.
Its head is
I actually am
body.
Excited for you to find out the answer to this because I do want us to really talk about what
its head is its body.
Its head is its body. Jennifer Aniston?
And it moves left or right.
Okay. A crab.
Okay.
It's a crab.
I do want to see a scene.
Wow.
Do you want to see a scene? Aaron, you are a crab. JPC, you are the first ever, you're a fisherman in ancient time. You've only caught fish. You've only seen fish. There's legends of monsters in the ocean, but you've never seen them. Suddenly, you've caught a crab. You don't know what the fuck this is.
Fishing for my family. Yes. Bless us, ghosts.
Hey, don't scream. Don't scream. Don't scream.
What devil? What devil are you? What devil is this?
I'm a crab. Not a lobster, not a fish, I'm a crab. Throw me back in, eh? I probably taste like shit, right? Look how scary I am.
I'll do anything that you wish. Please just leave my family alone.
Oh, you know what? I'm taking a little bite of myself. Disgusting. Wouldn't taste good at all.
No, I would never. You
baked
are gross.
Fried. Yeah,
you crab. Are gross looking. I would never think... to eat you.
Right, don't put me in a cake.
The what?
Don't put me in a little cake with tartar sauce. That would be crazy.
Well, we have all the tartar sauce back in the village.
Oh, I taste like shit, I bet.
Do you what?
Okay, Domhnall, you said that this creature told you exactly the recipe to cook it, but then said don't cook it?
Don't cook me.
Yeah, it had all these Old Bay packets on him.
Old Bay? Oh, the
I don't know what
the
these... I have
Bay
no idea.
Of Yore, yes. Well, if it's saying don't cook it, let me scan this recipe here.
No,
A lot of
don't
these ingredients...
Don't boil me. Don't boil me. Don't crack my legs and suck it out. Please, come on.
Don't do this, you're saying.
Don't. Because if you do, can I have like one bite?
Okay.
What?
I get it.
This is its thing. This is its kink.
Yeah,
no,
throw
no,
it back.
No, no,
throw
no. Don't
back.
Throw me back.
See.
I'll be back.
I love a creature saying, I don't taste delicious. Here's how to cook me.
What's the best way to prepare a crab?
I mean, I like soft shell crabs, like the fried ones. That's fun to just eat them all. But
I think
otherwise,
like tell it everything's going to be okay and then
yeah.
Get it right in the back of the head when it's not looking.
Yeah. Crab soda, same. I tell
soda.
The world that you were here. Sometimes I'm hard to see. Sometimes I'm clear. I show your skip, your jump, your run. And when the rain descends, I'm quickly done. I like this riddle.
Mm,
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Is this like a chalk, like,
reflection like
a hopscotch? Chalk,
no,
scotch?
No, I like
puddle.
I like where both your heads are at.
Like a big old puddle?
I tell the world
like
that you were here.
Air suit? Tell the
oh,
world.
Is this like your urine?
Echo.
Or your
no.
piss?
No, it's something you leave behind. Sometimes I'm hard to see. Sometimes I'm clear. I show your skip, your jump, your run. And when the rain descends, I'm quickly done.
Your track coach?
No.
Yeah, is it your track coach? If your track coach is like a magical snowman that melts in the rain, he's just there for Christmas to get you better at track.
Disney,
Adel,
I got a great movie idea for you.
Track to the Future.
I would see that movie and then picture? Turn to like whoever I'm with, Mariah most likely, and say, I think that's the last movie. I think they're done. I think they're all done with ideas.
I hope
and
you liked movies. We'll never see one again.
We solved the movies. Is this like a picture? Is this like
Ooh.
A...
Aaron, is
yes.
it a footprint? Is
it's
it
a footprint.
Yes!
I would like to see
wow.
a scene.
Yes!
You two are detectives, and you're
okay.
on a case, and you've discovered some footprints, and it's clearly an exact match to one of your shoes that you're wearing.
Oh, interesting. Ted, take a look over here. It looks like there was two sets of footprints, and then it goes into one set of footprints on the beach here, and then back to two.
Okay.
What do we think happened there? What did this guy
I don't know, but we got a murder over here. Can you
Well, hold on.
Can you this do that is... on your own time?
Well, this is my own time. I'm on my break. I'm on my 10-minute break. Every murder, we get two 10-minute breaks, and I told you I'll be over here. Now, what you do on your break is fine.
I just think it's insane that you use the breaks back to back. I
Why
just
would
don't
I
think
not...
Oh, if it's two 10-minute breaks, it shouldn't be a 120-minute break. That's that kind of, that's breaks, quote unquote, the spirit of the break.
I feel like mentally, it's not till like 6 minutes in that I actually feel like I'm on my break.
But
so
that's
then,
a you problem.
That's a
four-minute
break.
You problem.
But if I
no.
take them back to back, that's a 14-minute break.
No, just because you take a bathroom break, the minute you say, I'm taking a bathroom break, that's when it starts. It doesn't start when your butt hits the seat.
I see. This is because you and your wife are on a break. You have this thing, you have a thorn in your side about breaks. You're dying on the hill of breaks.
She asked for a break, and a break means a break, okay? A break means we will come back. That's well, just, everybody knows
no,
that.
No, that is not the case. I'm a detective, and I'm telling you, a break means...
You're a detective, or are you on your break?
Fuck.
Hey, fellas, three more people got murdered while you were over
here. So, my theory here.
One guy's definitely going to get murdered if he keeps on with the break stuff.
Maybe one guy hopped on the other's shoulders. Maybe this was like a circus act here. Like the Flying Walenda. So, it's two people standing. Then the one guy puts his brother on his shoulder. Then they walk and he goes too heavy.
You
puts him
with
back
the
down.
Flying Walendas. I said, I'll take you for your birthday. Is it your birthday?
When?
When it's your birthday. I'll take
Scene.
You on your birthday.
Across me, the long wind whirls. Around me curl the claws of birds. Within me flow your distant words.
What?
Poetry riddles.
This like
Aaron,
the,
why are all these riddles poems? Poems are hard to be riddles because it's have to listen to the whole poem.
Yeah, you got
to
actually pay attention. Across me, the long wind whirls. Around me curl the claws of birds. Within me flows your distant words.
Telephone line.
Yes, telephone line.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm so good at poems.
I want to see a scene. The three of us are birds sitting on a telephone wire.
This guy's having an affair.
How do you know?
How do you know that?
I can feel it through the vibrations.
What are you picking up? What are you picking up on the vibrations? What are you picking up?
I mean, it's obviously this. It's not his wife. He's you know, he's calling a different house. It's all, you know, I love you. I'll never leave you. And, you know, so you're so important to me. I don't love her. He's cheating.
Mm.
Do you guys, when we're sitting up here all day, are you guys not feeling and listening in on the conversations?
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, we can't. We're not supposed to tap. We're not supposed to tap the lines.
We're not supposed to tap the
lines. I mostly look for shiny stuff. Look, I found a buffalo nickel.
What are you going to spend that on, Frank?
Go down to the bar, toss it in the
Hey, leave Frank alone. You're doing something illegal. You can't be getting into people's business like this.
Why not? We're birds, okay? What court's going to prosecute a bird?
Bird court. You never been to bird court? Have you been checking your mail? You might have been in jury duty.
Hold on, let me check. Oh my God, I got all these summits to bird court.
Oh, you're fucked.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
Welcome to jury selection for bird court. Let's see here. Potential juror number 14. Looks like you've not responded to us for some time. Is there any reason you should not be on the jury?
No, I don't think so. And just a quick question. If I'm on the jury, it's like a double jeopardy thing, right? I can't be convicted of a
What'd
crime
you do?
If I'm serving on the jury? No,
I'm the lawyer that put the birds from the Windex commercial behind bars. You might have heard of me. What did you
Windex.
I haven't heard of you. Wouldn't you say your name if you wanted someone to know if they recognize you?
Joke's on you. I'm too lazy to come up with a name.
Okay.
Those birds watched their friend fly into a glass window without warning him. They are an accessory to murder.
Okay, no, yeah, they deserve to go away. Hey, settle a bet for me. How bad would it be if a bird was, like, wiretapping some phone calls?
Penalty by death, of course.
Your Honor, my client, was not tapping the wires. He was curious. His feet were just resting on the phone lines. If he happened
I'm
to
a
pick
judge
up the
and I'm a peacock.
Your Honor, you're...
Who?
Can I just say beautiful? Can I just say beautiful?
No. Thank you.
A murder of crows is just a title, all right? It's not evocative of their nature. My client was just purely resting his feet from a long day's work. So he happened to pick up the tone of a conversation. So somebody in the neighborhood happened to be cheating. That's not a crime. To
kill him. Gavel, 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 gavel.
Wow, beaten to death by a gavel.
Scene. Judge, jury, and executioner. Wow, peacocks are mean. Peacocks are mean, by the way.
Well,
are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They will chase you off. They're like a goose.
They don't give a fuck, and they're nasty birds, and if you get too close to them, they will try to kill you, Aaron.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I met a couple peacocks in Australia, and they seemed pretty...
Met?
Yeah, that's... Aaron, that's Australian peacocks. They have a whole different culture and society there. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm talking about American peacocks.
American peacocks.
Yeah. I'm talking about $2.99 for your first 12 months. I'm talking about
nothing
Scrubs. I'm talking about all the reality shows that you could watch. What else is on there?
The Office?
The Office? Maybe Killing It?
SNL?
Columbo's on Peacock.
Sure.
Cream of the Blooms, We Are. Honey Sweet Queens of the Scented Bed. Yellow of the Ripening Apple, We Are. And Glow of the Snow in the Ruby Reds. Silky and Soft, We Are. Perfuming Your Lives. Take us to your love, but beware of our knives.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, but I am starving now.
Yeah.
This
is an Applebee's commercial.
Don't eat whatever this is.
Is it like a bourbon glaze, Aaron?
It's got to be a bourbon. Blooms, We Are. Honey Sweet Queens of the Scented Beds. Yellow of the Ripening Apple, We Are. And Glow of the Snow and the Ruby Reds. Silky and Soft, We Are. Perfuming Your Lives. This is the most helpful line, this next one. Take us to your love, but beware of our knives.
Well,
Aaron, can I just say, I don't think I've ever, in the history of us recording this podcast, felt more like I was doing fucking homework than this
Fuck
one.
Fuck you!
One feels, this one feels like long division. This is hard as shit.
You think this one's hard? I think, just listen to this line. Take us to your love, but beware of our knives.
Take us to your love. Aliens.
Oh, is this like a condom with like a razor blade in it?
No, oh, but you Halloween, got my birthday gift.
I do want to see a scene. Let's see here. JPC, you are you're an alien who's come to Earth.
Uh-huh.
And you want Erin, who's the first Earthling you come across, you want her to take you to her love.
Do not be afraid.
Oh my gosh.
Do not be afraid. You were a little afraid.
Oh my god, are you an alien?
Well, not to me, but I guess to you I would be. I am not
from
here.
It is my dream to meet an alien. I'm obsessed with aliens. Can I get a selfie?
You can, but first you must help me. My name is Gleep Glorp. I am not from this planet.
Where are you from?
Space. What are you? Do you know space? If I tell you my planet, you're gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I know where that is."
How far away is it?
Again, like, what do you know distance really well?
No. What's its deal?
Look at me. I'm like kind of like a fish guy. I'm from like a fish planet, and it's very far away. That's my whole thing. I'm sorry. I'm getting upset. I'm so horny. I'm so goddamn horny.
What?
I've been on the ship for so long, and you know, I haven't gleep-glorped, if to use a phrase from my planet, in a long time. I'm not interested in you. I can see the face that you're making. Just to be clear, you're not my type.
Sorry to materialize. Gleep-glorp.
Yeah,
You're here?
Jeep-jorp. Great.
Wow. The one planet I choose to, of course.
This is my ex. This is my ex.
Don't be afraid. You look a little afraid.
Give you two a minute.
We don't need it.
We don't need it. We've done this dance a million times. Literally a million times.
I don't know. I just heard Gleep Glorp was horny.
No,
I don't know if
don't
it helps.
Tell
I
them
you can
that.
Have a one-off sex with your ex. That's fine.
Wow, Gleep Glorp is horny. Next thing you'll tell me, water is wet and cake is delicious.
Oh, very funny, Jeep Jorp. Oh, you're such a comedian. We have comedians on my world.
And water. And cake.
I don't want to hook up with Jeep Jorp. We just don't work. We've tried it a billion times.
Every which way.
Well, I'll give you two a minute to catch up.
We don't need a minute.
We've
even
had
though
a billion minutes.
Species can have sex 6 to 7 times in 1 minute.
Oh, you should.
No.
I'll go.
Oh, don't
like
candles. Here, don't set down spaghetti.
If we are going to do this, we might as well have you stay. It'll only be a minute.
No, it's no trouble.
It'll just
give
be
you
a minute.
Some space.
Jokes
Please
on you.
Watch.
We're done. We did it the whole time we were talking.
We got off on it. We made you watch. And that's what gets us off.
I think you guys are going to like this one before we go on a break. Are you ready?
Well, we didn't finish the last one.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Was it a condom with a razor in it?
Oh, my God. I'm losing it. I'm scared.
Erin, my girl. You never had it.
That makes sense. I thought you guys were going to get this right away. Cream of the blooms we are. Honey sweet queens of the scented bed. Yellow of the ripening apples we are. The glow of the snow in the ruby reds.
Grapefruit.
Ruby reds is helpful. Silky and soft we are. Perfuming your lives. They smell good. Take us to your
love. Flowers.
But what kind?
Blossoms.
What
apple blossoms,
has knives?
Cherry blossoms. What has knives?
What has knives? Thorns, roses.
Roses.
A rose by any other name.
Would smell as sweet, Tybalt, the Prince of Cats.
I don't know if they have knives.
The more you think, the more I shrink.
My clothes when Gemma does them?
Nope. The more you think, the more I shrink.
What's it called?
Doubt.
Yeah, doubt.
Fear.
No. It's a literal thing.
The more I think, the more you shrink.
The more you think, the more I shrink?
Yes.
Oh, is this like a therapist? Like they're a shrink?
Oh, that's a great
answer. You think about yourself and they're shrinking?
That should
be
the
answer. I like
the
way you're thinking, but no.
Is it that movie Shrinking? Do you guys remember that movie Shrinking?
I don't.
It was a huge bomb.
I would say... Right.
No, it's called downsizing. It's called downsizing.
Thinking is sort of a misleading word. For this?
Wait, Erin, there's only 6 words in this riddle.
I know, but think, it's more actionable than think. It's like you're thinking while you're doing this action.
Pooping.
And it makes something shrink.
Oh. Time. Does pooping make something shrink?
Your butthole.
No.
Is it a part of my body like a butthole or a penis, Erin?
No.
Is it a butthole or penis? And you really swatted that away so quickly.
I feel like you're so on the wrong track and I don't want to encourage you. It's an object.
Okay.
Butthole and the penis.
An object there. That's not a butthole or a penis. What
there are none. Hell?
People never usually like use this thing until it's like completely shrunk.
Soap.
A butthole and
penis. No. You use soap until it's completely shrunk and then you can't
this
use it.
This thing
anymore.
That you probably are throwing it away when it's like 2/3 the way.
Candle.
No.
We all do that, right?
Ice cream
sandwich. I'm not crazy, right?
Let's just talk about shit we waste. Paper, roll of paper towels. Once it gets
you're
about
more likely to like lose it than probably.
Patience. No,
or have
patience.
Someone pick it up from your house and forget to...
Pick it up?
What? Milk? No. Water? No.
What is this?
I think you probably interacted with this thing way more in the first chunk of your life.
The first chunk of my life?
Milk?
Like up through high school... College time.
Oh, pornography, like printed pornography.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Early in life, no longer, of course. Not necessary.
It's, yeah.
A telephone. No.
Another version of this thing doesn't shrink, but you got to be much more sure when you're using a different version of this thing.
Aaron, butter? Is it one of those hats with like a propeller on it?
No.
Okay.
Aaron, is it one of those big hoops and a stick?
No.
What about one of those little cup and dinosaur? Ball games?
Oh, no. Is it one of those dinosaurs that you put in water and it expands?
What the fuck is this? It's something that the more you think, but think is the wrong word, the more it shrinks. And we used it when we were kids.
Yeah. You used it probably.
Shrinky dinks.
I just don't think. I interact with this thing that much. I use a different kind of version of this thing more than I use this thing.
Toilet paper.
No.
Oh, really calling out Aaron.
I mentioned high school or I'm always mad. That's my secret. I mentioned high school and college, like school. A pencil.
The more you think, the more I shrink. Okay, thinking is, yeah, you're right on that.
See,
here's
how this is why I can't relate to this at all. I exclusively use mechanical pencils.
Mm-hmm.
So, no getting up in front of the class to sharpen my pencil.
Well, I think now's a really great time to take a break. Do you guys need a little rest?
Hey, the more you break, the more I shake.
Okay.
I'm so fucking mad at that riddle.
See you soon. And we're back from our break.
Wow, Cancun. Can you believe it? JPC, you got such a tan.
Yeah, and not the spot where you think I'd get it.
Oh, neck and butt.
Yeah, neck and butt.
Well,
hanging out on the beach with my neck and butt out.
Aaron grabs a riddle to try to change the subject quickly. I walk across an open field, long legs shining as I go. And when I reach the other side, the field is split in two.
A scarecrow.
No. I walk across an open field, long legs shining as I go. And when I reach the other side, the field is split in two.
Is it like a wheat thresher or like one of those like hole digger things?
No.
Like a piece of mechanical farm equipment. Aaron, is it a farm equipment?
Scythe?
No.
Okay.
Your hint
is donkey?
It's something that one of you guessed as an answer earlier.
Oh, butthole and penis.
Butthole and penis, Aaron, of course.
No, not butthole and penis.
We guessed so many goddamn things before, and now I forget all of them.
I know.
Oh, is it a telephone wire? Is it electrical lines? Is it gerrymandering?
This is a very flowery way of saying what this is. I walk across an open field, long legs shining as I go. And when I reach the other side, the field is split in two.
Scissors.
Wow. It's scissors, long legs. Ooh, a leggy scissors. Scissors don't have legs, though. They have arms. I mean, this is true, right? We all know.
No, the arms are the little loops.
Hold on. Those are teeth.
No, idiot.
The blades are teeth. Come on.
The blades are the legs. And
you don't call them legs.
The loops are the arms. And it's a lady going, who have her hands on her hips, and she goes, I'm ready to cut a piece of paper. That's what a scissors is.
Oh, I got to see you. See now, Aaron, you're a southern pair of scissors. JPC, you are somebody who grabbed a pair of scissors not knowing that they could talk.
Yeah, no, I'll grab the scissors. Okay, in the drawer here. Got them. Coming right back.
Hey, honey, what are we cutting today?
Whoa. Oh, my God, you have a little eyes and a little face on you.
Yeah. Are we cutting existential crisis bangs? Are we making a school project? Are we opening some bacon? What are we doing?
You know what? I don't know. My wife is upstairs, and she just asked me to bring her some scissors, and so I was bringing the junk drawer scissors upstairs.
I hope it's existential crisis bangs, because she's been using me to cut, like, meat and food, and it's grossing me out something awful. I miss
cutting. She's not using the junk drawer scissors. Surely she's using the kitchen scissors to do meat and food.
No, she can't find the kitchen scissors, and when she can't find the kitchen scissors, I have to go back to here, but she's not cleaning me or putting me in the dishwasher, so I'm covered in bacteria.
God! Really? She's doing that?
I'm not trying to be a tattletale or nothing.
I cut my nails with you.
You should leave her. You cut, yeah, which is not my intended purpose.
Hey, sorry to eavesdrop. Did someone say nails done? Paste here. I'm like dumb glue. Listen, I know. I've been in the bottom of this box for a while, but I can help with your nails.
Paste, mind your business and shut up.
Wow, just like when people need tape or staples.
Wow, I'm really pulling you two apart. You're going towards each other. Wait a second. Paste, how are you going to help with my nails? I missed that part.
You just, hey, look, I'm purple now, but I go on clear. You put a little on your nails, then you put on a press-on nail, press down for 30 to 40 minutes real hard, and it'll last for 10 to 15 minutes.
That's solving a completely different problem, Pace. I appreciate it. I think I'm gonna throw you back in the drawer and scissors. I'm gonna throw you back in the drawer as well. Because I just don't love. You're just kind of telling me a lot of my wife's business. Like that's a no bueno.
I'm not.
She takes her
credit card and she buys like.
How would you know? Why does she need the scissors for my credit card? Did she tell you?
Mm-hmm.
She tells you?
I'm not saying that she's flirting with your neighbor, Dave, but I am saying that she gets awfully giggly when he comes around. And all the stuff you promised to fix in the house, he's been coming over and fixing.
He's like 70. What do you mean?
Hey, Paste here again. A bird died because he found out about the two of them. So it's public knowledge.
That bird died because he thought that the window was just open air. Okay, I know why that bird died.
I've seen.
I was a witness in bird court.
Okay, you guys.
Yes.
I need you to really, like, take a big deep breath. This one is long and very...
Okay.
Wait,
you're telling
poetry.
Us to shut up. You're telling us to shut up for a minute.
No, I'm just saying.
When you say take a deep breath, am I allowed to take a deep breath and then check out? Or do I have to take a deep breath and listen?
At this point, I don't blame either of you for checking out mentally or emotionally from this podcast. So do whatever you're going to do to make it through this. Long have I wandered the wide ways of the whale and the wild wind. Storm stirred me, calm caressed me, the sun and the moon spread gold and silver across my glossy back. Now that the wanderer's long salt song is near complete, here at my long quest's end, I tilt tall, break and tumble, white slide hissing at your hopping feet.
Do I need to start keeping ibuprofen at my desk?
That's what I do.
I feel like I need four of them, right?
Yeah. Long have I wandered. Oh, go ahead.
Riddles by Emily Dickinson? What is going on?
Yeah.
These are beautiful.
Long have I wandered the wide ways of the whale and the wild wind. Storm stirred me, calm caressed me, the sun and moon spread gold and silver across my glossy back. Now the wanderer's long salt song is near complete. Here at my long quest's end, I tilt tall, break and tumble, white slide hissing at your hopping feet.
Eric, did an old sea captain write this? Is this something like...
Yar.
Yar.
The old white whale with the gold and silver lines.
Yar, Beverly. Me heart is like the salt-encrusted crabs of the ocean clawing for...
I'm going to read it one more time voice,
Aaron,
and we're going to do a sea shanty behind it. What?
is this a wave or like a...
It is a wave.
Oh, my God. Oh, it took me... It was so hard. It's so hard to listen to poetry.
I don't know
the last time I had to listen to a poem.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a pirate poetry teacher. Mm-hmm. JPC and I are your students.
Yar, sorry I'm late.
Yar, no worries. Yar, a five-minute rule. If the teacher's not here in 5 minutes, we can leave. But it's been 4.5.
I graded your poems from last week.
Yar? Yend? Yend?
I'm not going to say that you can't write about the ocean anymore. But I am saying your poems are getting a wee bit redundant.
Oh, fingers crossed I got to sea. Oh, I hope I got to sea.
We're all shooting for seas.
Shooting for seas, of course.
Yeah,
I have
you.
Six so far this semester.
Teacher.
Yes.
Did you get that while my poem was about the sea, it was also a metaphor?
For the sea.
For
yar,
the sea.
I got
yes.
that.
Yar.
Teacher.
Yar.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Of course it was a poem, but I'm not sure if you got my analogy of kissing a whale.
I did, Yar. Still about the
okay.
sea. All
yar.
Right, I'll point to one of Yar, and you'll come up with a new topic that's not the sea that you're inspired by. Ready?
Yar.
Yar.
Yarkay. Love is like the ocean. No, love is a watery...
You can do it.
No. Love is a ship. No. Love is a battleship. No. Love is salt, the briny salt. No.
No.
Love is a cracker. A cracker for the bird on my shoulder while I'm on the boat. No.
No.
Nar.
All right, about yar.
Okay, easy. Just anything that's not the sea, I can do this. Okay. This poem is called The Big Pond.
No.
You're right. This poem is called The Super Wide River.
No.
Okay, no, I can do this. This poem, not about the sea, is called The Rain Inside the Cloud.
Yar.
Upside down.
Uh-oh.
On the land in a deep hole. Yar, can we please just write poems about
Yar,
the sea?
Can we just
and
write
I don't
poems
blame
about
any of yours, because the sea, she's gorgeous.
Arr, gorgeous.
Yar, gorgeous.
She waves
gorgeous.
At you like an old friend. She embraces you in her tumultuous arms.
Yar, what is this? It's like the sea is leaking from my eyes. What is this? There's an ocean. An ocean here.
Write that down.
Betwixt my nose. What is this?
Yar.
Salty.
It's almost like the ocean is our emotion.
Wow.
Scene. Eat me sweetly when
Aaron.
I and my name are the same. What? Eat me sweetly when I and my name are the same. This one's confusing to me. I don't like it very much.
It's like an egg.
What do you think it's doing
sweetly.
To us?
I don't know. Killing you? Eat
is
me sweetly when I
cherry.
And my name are the same. It's also what it is also a word that is a descriptor of what
I
it's also.
And my
it's
name
something you can
are
eat and it's sweet.
Sugar?
Like a comeback from the movie Pleasantville.
No. You wouldn't describe sugar as being sugar, as a qualifier. Do you know what I mean? Like you wouldn't be like
sugary.
Yeah. No.
Eat me sweetly when I and myself, what is it?
What are some ways to eat me sweetly when I and my name are the same? What
Ripe.
Are some ways to
avocado.
Describe something?
What is just a list of adjectives?
But like what? Like when you're like, if I picked up an avocado, what are
Ripe.
Some of the words you would use to
Ripe.
Describe it?
Juicy,
firm,
soft,
moist.
No, but the
tasty.
Look of it. What are some things you can see? And
alligator
notice?
Pear, bump, skin.
If someone never seen it, what's one of the main descriptors you
skin.
Want to tell them?
Oh, green.
I'm holding a
green
pitted.
Yeah. Oh, yep. A color.
A dark green.
A color is a
red.
Way you would describe something, and it's also the thing.
Oh, what? Cherry.
No.
I said cherry.
No.
A pink.
No.
The singer Pink.
Go through the entire rainbow.
Brown.
No.
Roy G. Biv.
You got to start with purple.
Ted Lasso, my name's
I cannot believe you guys have not gotten
purple,
it
purple, yellow.
No.
Orange, it's an orange.
It's an orange.
Which prevents scurvy.
Wow, it all comes
wow,
first, full
comes
circle.
Orange.
No mouth, but many teeth I have. I tumble mighty giants from on high.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, Aaron, I have something to admit.
Yes. Did you accidentally see it when I held it up?
Well, that puts a lot of the onus on me, but you flashed the answer in front of me when you scratched your face with the answer.
Okay.
So, I mean, what am I? Adel hasn't got it yet.
Saw. It's Saw. Forget it.
What, GPC? Did you do something wrong?
Did you fuck up?
Hey, I wish I had learned to read. I tried like fucking hell to have my teachers never teach me. I tried to get through it. But I did. I learned. And now I'm fucking burdened with this goddamn knowledge.
When frost bites your toes, downward I grow. When sun warms your toes, away I flow.
Shadow.
What?
Shadow.
No.
This is rap lyrics, right? This is.
No.
Who is this? Is this Eminem?
This is the snow.
No.
In form. Okay.
When frost bites your toes, the rapper? Downward I grow. When sun warms your toes, away I flow.
When sun warms your toes, away I flow. This like snow? Is this like.
Yeah, you're really close. What are
ice.
You? Yes, but specifically.
Dry ice.
Dry ice.
It grows downward.
Icicle.
An icicle.
I want to ride my icicle.
Icicles grow downward. They do. They
do. A few more riddles for my guys. Back and forth we go for many hours.
Boys?
Drawn to fields, trees, and gardens in the sun, bringing gifts from grateful flowers, a taste that pleases everyone.
Hummingbird, birds, honey.
No.
Pollen.
We could be guys here. Why don't we just do a couple of riddles, huh? We can just be guys.
Hey, come on, put on the big riddle.
Back and forth we go for many hours, drawn to fields, trees, gardens in the sun, bringing gifts from grateful flowers, a taste that pleases everyone.
Go out into the yard, throw around the pig riddle. Toss around the old pig riddle.
Tight answer. Nice, tight, spiraled answer. Is this seeds? Is this a dandelion?
You
is
go
this,
really close with your first couple answers.
What did I say? Birds, honey?
Yeah.
Bee?
Bee.
Bee.
Bee. Damn it.
You cannot see or hear me, yet many people fear me. I can kill the strongest lion in its lair. Thin your flesh and make your bones appear. And though your cupboard be almost bare, find whate'er you can to share so that I might not come near. This is my prayer.
Wow.
Is this hunger?
It's hunger.
Wow.
Wow.
The reason I got that is that most lions in the wild die of starvation.
Is that true?
Sounds true.
Yeah.
I love that. I want to start acting with as much confidence as you act with. I think my life would change overnight if I started acting like you.
I think I did hear that at one point about birds, and I did believe it when I heard it. So it might be the case. I know we have some listeners that know a lot about birds. It might be the case that most birds die of starvation.
Yeah, tell us more about birds if you know about birds.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you're sort of like a David Attenborough narrator this is like a planet Earth, and JPC is going to be a lion, and I'm going to be whatever the lion is hunting, and we're going to hear this sort of narration over it.
The lion is finally awake and cannot ignore its hunger any longer.
The fuck, finally awake?
Sleeping past noon on a Tuesday.
I'm a lion.
The lion.
I don't have work.
Clear.
Past noon. Fucking past
noon. At risk for starvation because of how lazy it is.
At risk for starvation? Hey, guess what? You burn less calories when you sleep. What the fuck is this? At risk
lying
for starvation.
On a rock in the sun. But wait, something has caught its attention.
Gazelle, 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 gazelle.
A guy who has spotted gazelles has become. The lions.
Look at these gazelles.
New target.
That guy looks way slower than a fucking gazelle. I bet I can take him down easy.
It's all coming up, Tony.
I bet the lion decides to lay back down on the rock and get an afternoon nap in instead of hunting the man.
Fuck you. You're gonna reverse psychology. That's obviously your cameraman. Like, you're gonna reverse psychology me to not eat that cameraman.
That man is too fast for him to catch. He ran track in high school. He stopped after sophomore year, but still.
Yeah, high school. I mean, it's probably 30 years ago for that guy. I mean, I don't want to eat him.
Oh, the man gets further away while the lion sees his only hope for lunch.
No, because I'm fucking arguing with you. I'm getting up. Oh, big stretch. Ooh, big stretch. Ooh, back stretch. Stretch the back. Stretch the back legs. Oh, my God.
Gazelles are gone. I guess I'll just lay face down on the savannah.
Ooh, big stretch. God, stretching makes me sleepy.
The prey has made himself available to the lion, but the lion looked over, shrugged, and is going back to bed.
No, I didn't
shrug. He seems to be re-watching TV shows on his laptop in a dark, dark place.
No, I'm not. I've never seen The Office. Just because it was on like 10 years ago doesn't mean I saw it, because I was busy at that time.
Cereal bowls and cups are stacking up on his bedside table.
A lot of this is my Pride Mates stuff. It's not necessarily my stuff.
No judgment, just observation.
This is judgment. It's laden with judgment. I mean, obviously.
I've been there. I'm that lion.
I'm that lion.
We all been that lion. We all been that lion. Not me, of course, but most people.
If you're old enough to hunt, you probably shouldn't have a pride mate, right?
If you're old enough to lean, you can clean.
Well, fellas, let's do one more riddle.
Okay.
And
but
then
it's
got to
be a poem.
Okay. With me, you color what was clear, and all the half moons disappear.
Is this like a window so clear a bird flies into it and dies?
A moon crayon?
No.
Oh, a moon crayon.
Aaron, could it be a moon crayon?
I don't know what that is.
Slide to your
phone.
Then why say no to it? Then why say no to it?
With me, you color what was clear.
You color what was clear. Is this like a lie?
A marker, a highlighter.
No.
Color what was clear. Blush.
No.
Color what was clear.
Is this like a saran glass wrap, and you put it over something and now you can see the color of the thing inside?
Oh, like
that
a dyed egg?
Sense?
No.
Okay. Read the rest
color
of it, please.
What was clear.
With me, you color what once was clear, and all the half moons disappear.
Cuticles. Oh, nail polish.
Nail polish. I was giving them a hint. I was showing my nails.
And she basically did the saw thing where she showed us the answer, Adel.
And hey, what? I'm here if you want to put on a press on or something. I paste this here.
Get back in the junk drawer where you
just
belong.
Like junk drawer? Is that what you call it? It's just a drawer.
Look around you. A bunch of the weirdest shit you ever seen. All sorts of wires and thumbtacks.
Oh,
old
depleted
receipts.
Batteries. Broken rubber bands.
GPC, what do you mean it's a saw thing?
The saw thing, when you showed me the answer was saw by showing me the card, and that time you showed us your nails.
But what happens in saw? I don't know. I forget what happens in saw. Is that a saw reference?
The answer to that riddle, that was saw that you showed us.
Oh.
Aaron,
I thought
you
meant
seen
the movie Saw. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm
if
really
you
embarrassed.
Seen the fifth Saw movie.
What a pain.
In the fifth Saw movie, Jigsaw puts somebody in a predicament and then accidentally shows them the answer to the combination, and they get out, and Jigsaw's like, I'm a fuck.
You're talking with JPC confidence when it's bullshit. I respect that.
I think I only ever saw the first Saw movie, and then I think like maybe Saw 2 or Saw 3, whatever one was out when I was in high school, was like playing at someone's party, and I like walked into it and like saw a scene of like hypodermic needles, and I was like, no way. I don't want to watch this. Yeah. And then there have been like 15 of those fucking movies.
Yeah, Chris Rock is in one of them?
Yeah.
Weird.
That doesn't seem right.
Well, we're Casey, do we have a theme and a voicemail? I'd love to hear them.
Send a pause already to this sorry crew.
This is
awesome.
We're running out of the riddles and they don't to do.
Yay!
Wow. I've told the two of you over and over, I believe Sarah McLachlan is a fan of this podcast. Yeah. Now I have evidence.
That was so funny.
That was from Kelly. Kelly in Jersey City. And I believe that Kelly sent me a much longer version of that. And I said, is it possible that you could cut it down? And then they did cut it down. So I do want to give a big thank you so much. Hey, I hope to never have to ask someone to please cut the voicemail theme down. I've had to ask a couple people, and Kelly came through. Unless that was not Kelly. And then, my mistake, I wrote it down wrong.
Hey, Riddle. I have a new incredibly stinky cat who I started calling Little Monkey Bones because she decided to fling her own poo like a little monkey. So now she's a little monkey bone. What other nicknames should I give this adorable and very stinky kitty cat? Thank you so much.
Okay, Little Monkey Bones is already perfect, but if you need more...
Little Monkey Bones, that name comes from a name that I would call Spaghetti. Before we ever did any Little Monkey Bones episodes, I called her Little Monkey Bones. I still call her Little Monkey Bones, but it does feel a little different now that that's its own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been calling Lou Grandpa Stephanie recently. That one's really fun. Mrs. Lanningham is great. International Spy Pepsi Bijou is a lot of fun. I don't know what you guys have cooking at your houses right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a little bit of a big trouble right now for giving the dog too many nicknames. I have to back off for a while. It got a little bit too much. And now I have to stick to just like the six or seven that I normally do. And I'm not allowed to make any new ones.
But what if you want to call Spaghetti Punchy Pear the Christmas Bear?
Well, Aaron, this is something that has been explained to me as the thing I'm not allowed to do anymore. So
okay,
I am trying my best.
Okay, but maybe if she's looking like a Christmas bear, you should go over and rub her belly and call her Punchy Pear the Christmas Bear.
I'd love to walk up to her and say, hey, what's going on, Snuggleumpicus? But I can't do stuff like that anymore, and so I simply won't.
Addle?
Max.
Great. Great and great. And Addle, on that note, do you have anything to plug? And be serious about it.
Please, for once.
I always am. Aaron, I would like to plug our Patreon. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new time to consume some of our content. If you have not already, you can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Check out all the goodies we have for you there. I think it's like over, it's something insane, like it's 350 hours worth of stuff. Something
Jesus.
Bonkers like that.
Fuck!
It has to be.
Fuck.
So check it out. A lot of fun stuff over there. And yes, why don't you do it? Or give it for a gift for someone else would be very nice. Aaron, do you have anything to plug or promote?
I just have a 5-star review I want to read. This one comes from
Thank God.
Aaron. I love being on this show and I had a great time today. 5 stars.
You know, they do
very
let
topical.
You review your own show.
Do
there's
they?
Nothing if you got a if you have like an Apple account, there's
oh, they
nothing
can't
they
tell.
Can do to stop you.
JPC, what do you got?
I have a 5-star review. I'm not thrilled about reading this one, but turnabout's fair play. So this one's from Anna Claire. Anna Claire writes, I pee freely. Oliver, close off. Seymour Butts,
yep.
Mike Roch. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt. My butt smells and I like to kiss my own butt. Huge ass. Be your problem. Amanda Hug and Kiss. Ivana Tinkle. Anita Bath. Maya Buttreeks. You're a snotball. I ate pee pee. That one. Come on, that's not even. Hey, would you cuddle me? Ali Tabugger. Ahmed Adubi. A duty. Ahmed Adubi. I'm a wiener, Maya Norm Usbutt, Drew P. Wiener. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a big dummy with a stupid job. I write down what other people say, just like a big dummy would.
JBC, read the review whenever you're ready.
You know what? Maybe I'll never be ready. Maybe I'll never be ready.
I'll get you out of here.
Yar, bye forever.
By Adel Refai. Starring Aaron G.
Hey there, chats and urboxes. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We're doing another chatterbox where we're answering your questions from the Discord and sharing some personal news of our own. You can listen to that at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.